Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, September 1st, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Phil, VK3PG, Ross, VK7WP, and Graham, VK7HO. On medium and high frequency broadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key. Neil Southwell, VK7NX, VK7ZNX. Neil passed away last Tuesday, aged 82 years. Two amateurs who had a long association with Neil have provided the following memories. From David, VK7DC. Neil Southwell, VK7NX, formerly VK7ZNX, passed away after a short illness. While I am not sure when he obtained his license, he was certainly licensed when I first met him in the 1980s. He was not overly active on air, but was willing to help others with their projects wherever possible. Neil was a committee member of the North West Tasmania Amateur Radio Club and a member of its various predecessors. In the last few years, he was heard mainly on local 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeaters. Neil was a senior paper machine operator at AWPM Burnie until his retirement in 2010 when the mill shut down. Although in his 82nd year, he was still a keen golfer, played regularly at the Penguin Golf Club and also helping out regularly with course maintenance. He also was a regular visitor here after his afternoon walks on the Burnie foreshore. Great friend to many, sadly missed. Survived by his wife Shirley, three daughters and a son. That came from David, VK7DC. Now from Tony, VK7AX. I first made friends with Neil when we were around the ages of 11 to 12 years, when we lived as close neighbours in Upper Burnie. Neil would have gained his amateur licence in the 1980s and initially showed a strong interest in 6 metres. I recall the many times we modified old taxi radios, etc., for conversion to 6 metres. As mentioned elsewhere, Neil was a great club man and supported me with the building and running of the two radio clubs post-WIA Northwest Branch cessation. I appreciated the assistance given a few years back when we jointly built the two high-gain Yagi beam antennas for installation at the Peyton Park camp in an attempt to improve radio access at the site for JOTAR activities. Neil was a regular listener and viewer on my Monday night amateur news programs, and his friendly banter and comments during the callbacks will be sadly missed. A true personal friend, true gentleman and respected amateur, you will be missed. That came from Tony, VK7AX. Family and friends of the late Neil Southwell are respectfully invited to attend a service in the celebration of his life, which will be held in the Penguin Sports and Services Club, 11 Sports Complex Avenue, Penguin, on Tuesday, September 3, 2024, commencing at 2 p.m, followed by a private cremation. Came from Eric, VK7EV, on behalf of Northwest Amateurs. RAOTC News, September broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 2nd of September, 2024, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This month brings another historic broadcast from times past read by Alan, VK7AMD, from 2002. It features a number of interesting stories, including the following. The first is from well-known amateur Ron Cook, VK3AFW. Ron describes how his interest in radio was aroused by visiting a young friend on a neighbouring farm, there to become acquainted with a military number 11 set and hearing conversations between radio amateurs on the 40-metre band. An item of significant history comes from a newspaper report in the 1920s. Tasmanian Mr. T. Watkins reported overhearing a radio contact between an American warship and a station in the UK. Another story was gleaned from a letter written by Jim Davis, VK7OW, Silent Key. Revelations about the wartime past of Jim's brother-in-law came to light when Jim showed him his AR-7 receiver. From more recent times, details are described of how silicon chip devices could be destroyed remotely should they fall into the wrong hands. AR Magazine, March 1987, provides an article about the early experiments by Heinrich Hertz that led to radio communication as we know it today. The final story asks, who invented the telephone? The answer might come as a surprise. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA, VK7RAD statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX, Spectrum Tasmania, via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR. 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, September 2nd. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC broadcast committee of how many listen to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. 73 Peter, VK7PD. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's TW, FWGT, KT, ZAB, 00, and EV, all sharing nearly 40 photos. The highlights were a trawler on a long slipway, a nostalgic look at the Meet the Voice held at Ross. Do you recognize the faces? Great shots from Sunday after the presentation of the most loquacious award to the new Sewing Circle recipient. A Mack truck, a camouflaged tourist bus at the Werribee Open Range Zoo, a humanoid robot and a cute-looking robotic dog. From an Intarc TechKnight, a 3D-printed T12 soldering station using popular power tool batteries, a communications checkpoint on the recent Jolly Let Equine ride at the very wet Scottsdale. Waterfront scenes in Hobart and Launceston, a reminder to put your logs in for the RD contest, and 73 from Flippers. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK700's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent SSTV picture the ability to check them on the pages almost immediately at any time, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on Intarc's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A suggested theme for next week's net is spacecraft. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio. Bookings now open. Raffle prizes amassing. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. This year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee, and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. Kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reese Club Rooms on Friday night. Then dive into a fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centered around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. We're thrilled to announce that our lineup is nearly complete, with fantastic speakers from overseas, interstate and locally, ready to share the latest innovations in amateur radio. Check out the conference website for more details and get ready for an unforgettable weekend. To whet your appetite to come along, these are some of the raffle prizes that are included, and this is not the full list. ICOM IC7300, Yaesu FTM500, DX Commander Expedition Vertical Antenna, DigiRig vouchers for interfaces and cables, ZacTech Whisper transmitters, TET Mtron vouchers, and more to come. You get a complimentary raffle ticket if you attend the conference, and you can purchase extra raffle tickets on the conference days. You can only get raffle tickets if you pay and attend the conference. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. 73, Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The summit's on the air. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73L, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. How many of you can remember the following broadcast message? This is VNG Lyndhurst, Victoria, Australia, on 4.5, 7.5 and 12 MHz. VNG is a standard frequency and time signal service of the Australian Telecommunications Commission. This is VNG Lyndhurst, Victoria, Australia, on 4.5, 7.5 and 12 MHz. In fact, you probably heard that announcement every 15 minutes like clockwork, with the in-between time period filled with 1 kHz tone every second. The broadcast standard frequency and time signal service first went to air in 1964 and continued until 1987, after which it relocated to Shanes Park, Llandilo in New South Wales, until finally ceasing operation in 2002. This sets the scene because last technical night, Lionel, VK7ZLB, brought in an actual VNG time signal receiver and decoder. This one came from a very local airport, and I can only assume that it would have been similar at every larger airport in Australia, manufactured by GED and named VNG Receiver Type 107. It is a rack-mountable unit and contains a crystal-controlled receiver set up to operate on 4.5 and 7.5 MHz, which is selectable from the front panel. Audio transmission monitored is also available on the front panel via an inbuilt speaker. The receiver unit uses the radio VNG transmission to generate 8 outputs of various pulse periodicity, ranging from 1 pulse every second, 1 pulse every second, or 1 Hz, 10 Hz, 100 Hz, 1 kHz, 10 kHz, 100 kHz, and 1 MHz. These are available on the 8 front panel output connectors. Very briefly, radio VNG broadcasts time in binary coded decimal during seconds 21 to 58 and DUT1 information during seconds 1 to 16. If you can't quite remember what DUT is, then the text version has a link to the Reist presentation on UTC. Also included is a link to the elegant VNG broadcast protocol document. Lionel also presented us with a piece of PMG Telecom memorabilia in the form of a valve intercity carrier slope adjustable amplifier. It came from the original coaxial cable that runs from Launceston through Deloraine and Devonport to Burnie, which formed the main voice communications system backbone between those main centres. The carrier system was an analog frequency division multiplexed, or FDM, system that stacked hundreds of 3 kHz voice channels on top of each other to fill a 4 MHz bandwidth system. All four sites supplied 600 volts DC to power the repeaters. When you were driving on parts of the old highway, have you ever seen the occasional little brick building about the size of what would accommodate a toilet? Well, it was actually most likely a repeater site where the in-ground coaxial cable surfaced so it could pass its signals through broadband amplifiers with adjustable gain and frequency response correction. This piece of equipment came from the Launceston terminal end. Well, that's the very simple explanation. The most notable feature of this unit is the metal envelope Siemens and Halske valves. They are designated C3G and are evidently a professional HF Pinto, with the glass envelope encased in an aluminium screening can. The screening can is electrically connected to the central spigot of the base, commonly found in military equipment, and were used in repeaters for undersea communications cables. Thanks, Lionel. You brought back many memories. Colin VK7ZCF brought in a nondescript cardboard box. Rather than bringing in his new item of equipment, he decided to bring in its creations. Once the box was opened and all was revealed and fell into logical place, it appears Colin is now the proud owner of a brand new 3D printer manufactured by Creality, model Ender 3. The box was full of 3D print items, Colin's triumphs and failures. As with any new piece of equipment, there is also a learning curve. This one is no exception. Some of the designs were freely available from the internet, but most were Colin's custom designs. Some amateur-related items were a selection of Yagi element mounts for the three sizes of boom diameters that he uses. These are friction fit onto the boom and allow some level of experimentation and adjustment before finally tightening the locking screws. Fully printed ballon enclosures, which included an internal former to wrap the coaxial cable around, an SO239 socketed generic breakout box, wall mount brackets for holding patch leads and antennas for handhelds, SD card and USB drive holders. Thanks, Colin, for showing us your progress. Now, congratulations to Peter, VK7KPC, for your successful participation and gaining a certificate in the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint. Peter obtained second place in the CW section of the Australia and New Zealand-wide competition. The 106-minute duration of this competition is to commemorate the 106-year life of Harry Angel, VK4HA. Well done, Peter. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 11th of September, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Special Joints Club Presentation Night, Optical Communications and Recent Developments. Last Wednesday, Reist hosted a special joint presentation night between Reist and the Brisbane VHF Group. Presentation was given by Rex VK7MO. There's some history, why LEDs and not lasers, choice of detector, what wavelength of light is most effective, early non-line-of-sight experiments, and extending the distances of up to 288 kilometres across Bass Strait. Rex then took a look at recent developments with WSJT-X FST4 variable period mode, improved LEDs and lenses, different cloud types in Tasmania, along with aerosol and rain scatter. Rex finished with public concerns. His conclusions then took questions. Thanks to Rex VK7MO and Richard VK7ZBX. Historic research papers on optical comms experimentation in VK7 can be found on the Reist website. 73 Justin VK7TW. Reist and Australian Antarctic Festival. The Australian Antarctic Festival rolls around every 2 years, and in 2024, Reist was asked if it would like to participate in the focus on radio in Antarctica. We jumped at the chance, and thanks to Jim, VK7KB, and Justin, VK7TW, we were able to source a chronology of ex-Antarctic radio equipment for the display. From 1911 to 14 Mawson expedition, we had a spark transmitter receiver thanks to Richard VK7RO, and we had the output going out loud on an amplified speaker that caused people to jump when they heard it. The kids thought it sounded like a fart, which got people laughing. We moved to Collins gear from the 1940, 50, 60, with some great supplementary pictures from the Australian Antarctic Division. Edison and Collins gear covered the 1960 to 70, ICOM gear covered the 1970 to 1980s. There was the ionospheric prediction service beacon on display, VK0MA, and an aviation non-directional beacon antenna tuning unit, both from Mawson Base. The 1980s to 90 were covered by a Barrett 950 HF gear, and the 2000s to the present day was covered by Anarisat satellite technology pictures. Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH, brought along his weather satellite receiving gear, and we had weather satellite pictures coming through over the weekend. There were 5 Arduino-based Morse code decoders available for kids and parents to learn Morse code on, and they were definitely the highlight of the weekend. Those people who came along to the festival were able to learn and play from the very code that was being used to link Antarctic bases with the rest of the world in the past. On Sunday, we also had an HF QRP station set up, and live contacts were made with a range of stations, including ALARA and contest stations. A great weekend of promotion and celebration of Antarctica, radio technology through the ages, and amateur radio. A huge thank you to Kim Briggs, VK7KB, Herman Westerhoff, VK7HW, Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH, Warren Nicholas, VK7WN, who helped out making this weekend a success. 73, Justin, VK7TW. September presentation night, visit to CMS. This Wednesday night, Reese members are invited to visit the Channel Men's Shed, CMS, at Margate. The CMS is a huge facility filled with metal, wood, plastics, electronics, and amateur radio tools. They even have a huge commercial kitchen where they prepare meals for Kingston, helping hands. We have been invited for a guided tour of the shed and a sausage sizzle. $2 a snag, bring your coins, no FPOS. See you there from 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 4th September 2024, at 24 Van Maury Road, Margate. If you need a ride, let a committee member know and we will organise a lift down to Margate. 73, Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. September Forum Night. Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. This forum night will focus on the role of amateur radio when the apocalypse hits. How prepared are we as amateur radio operators for when that extreme space weather event, like the 1859 Carrington event, hits? Power off for extended periods, HF propagation is poor, FPOS doesn't work, internet not available, mobile phones and communication system fail. It will be held in the Queen's Domain Club rooms from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Come along with your show and tell, batteries, solar panels, charging systems, generators, emergency radios, emergency power solutions. Bring your stories of fighting off the zombie apocalypse, cargo style. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade and zombie folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, 11th September 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club rooms and streamed. See you there. 73, Reist Committee. October Presentation Forum Night. PCBs through the ages. Our October presentation night has morphed into a hybrid presentation and forum night. We will be taking people through the production, both professional and hobbyist, from the early 1980s through to the present day offshore processes. We have lined up some speakers who can take us through a chronology of processes, then we will open it up to the audience to share their experiences with designs and making PCBs. It happens on Wednesday, 2nd of October 2024, from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. See you there on the stream. 73, Reist Committee. October Forum Night, all things repeaters and beacons. Our October Forum Night is about all repeaters and beacons. The equipment techniques, hints, tricks, configuration, radios, VoIP, GPS, CTCSS, cell call, talk groups, and much more. We will have a few subject matter experts to kick things off, and then open it up to the attendees and streaming viewers to input into the recordings. Come along with your stories relating to repeaters and beacons. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and repeater folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, 9th October 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club rooms and streamed. See you there. 73, Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Updates. Foundation Training Assessment Days are held every 2 months. Standard Advanced and Regulation License Assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the Reist Events page. The Standard Advanced and Regulations License Assessment Day, Saturdays, 28 September 2024, 30 November 2024. The upcoming assessment dates for the last foundation license and assessment day for 2024 is Saturday, 26 October 2024. For bookings, queries and questions, email reast.assessor learningorganizer@gmail.com. The email is forwarded to the learning organizer, who will respond to all requests. Next Foundation Training and Assessment Day, Saturday, 24 August 2024, from 9 a.m. Please inform the team ASAP via email at reast.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reast Learning Organizer on 0417 391 607. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements available on the Reast YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. 73 Reg, VK7 KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz. Commences at 6:30 AEST. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55, minus 7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.65, minus 600 kHz. CTCSS tone, 141.3 Hz to link RAF north to south. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Their north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reast WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reast Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reast WAGS, Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the Reast Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. INTARC Club Room technical night session, Wednesday the 11th September, from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. INTARC Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. INTARC Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the INTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.19 USB. Events. Reast, September 4. Reast visits the Channel Men's Shed and Sausage Sizzle, 24 Van Maury Road, Margate, from 6:30 p.m. Reast, September 11. Surviving the Apocalypse, Radio Prepper, MCOM Forum from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. VK November 2-3, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reast, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadlines for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3. Stay safe and have a fantastic week.